Today we talk with three new individuals working in the Rib Lake School District. Let's talk with teacher Megan Christensen.
Grew up in a small kind of rural area. I was the daughter of an organic dairy farmer. A lot of time on the farm, 6 miles from town. Didn't get into town a whole lot.
So where was that at?
In the Palmyra Eagle School District, so really small, kind of lower southern Wisconsin. I graduated from a class of 86, one of six valedictorians at Palmyra Eagle. So leaving there with my whole drama interest and passion to pursue education, I went on to Edgewood College in Madison, graduated with secondary education, English teaching, and theater teaching. Went on to go and have a long term in Sauk Prairie. So I got to have a bit of fun with my theater side and a little bit of fun with the English side, and I got to do Shakespeare. So that was a great joy for me because I'd actually been over to England to see all of that in person, so I got to bring that into the classroom. So that was quite a joy for me.
What brought you to Rib Lake?
Searching for employment for the upcoming school year and stuff, kind of like looking in the surrounding area. My grandparents live in Rylander, so they're about an hour away. And he kept saying, like, there's jobs up here. You should apply up here. I'm like, okay, Grandpa, I'll give it a try. And so applied up here, and then I had what they were looking for, a lot of personalized learning and education, that whole enthusiasm, and my theatrical side is also enjoyable.
What will you be teaching at Rib Lake?
I'll be doing high school English, so I kind of have an assortment, like with sophomores, kind of with some upper-level, like, college-bound courses, and also, like, the non-college-bound, so more of the upper-level students at the high school.
So is there some theater taught in Rib Lake School District?
There is a drama position, I hear, that is available, so I might be dipping my toe into drama as well, but we shall see where the road takes me.
How do you find the Rib Lake area? Is it pretty much like Palmyra?
Well, we have the difference, like, because mine's more agricultural-based, and apparently up here is a little bit more logging. Like, I had someone telling me about deer fields, and I'm like, you have fields just for deer? And I'm like, we try to keep the deer out of the fields and away from the fields. They explained it. I'm like, okay, so you're trying to lure the deer for hunting. I'm like, okay. I'm like, that makes more sense then.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking with us. Good luck in your new position at Rib Lake High School.
Thank you so much. It was a joy talking with you.
Also new to the Rib Lake School District, Kira Borgwart.
I was born in West Dallas, Wisconsin. I lived there until I was 6 years old, and then my family moved to Black River Falls, Wisconsin, which is where my mom grew up. I went to middle school, high school, graduated there. Then I went to college at Winona State University. I was there for 5 years. I lived in the La Crosse area, Winona area, and student taught in Rushford Peterson, which is a small little town in Minnesota. Then I accepted a job at St. Mary's in Colby, Wisconsin, and was there for a year. Went back home in Black River Falls to teach for a year in third grade, and then I wanted to be closer to my boyfriend, who is from Abbotsford, and so I wanted to get back this way and accepted the job in Rib Lake. So now we are able to live together, and I'm much closer to where I want to settle down.
So what will you be teaching at Rib Lake?
I'll be teaching fourth grade, and then possibly coaching volleyball, depending on our numbers.
How do you like it up here in the Abbotsford to Rib Lake area?
I love it. I love that small town feel. I don't think I could ever see myself teaching in a huge, huge city. I like the smaller schools because then you're able to meet more students. I've done after school programs, and I like being able to know all the faces in the school and all the kids and all their names and, you know, kind of what's going on in their life. And I'm actually expecting our first child in February, so I want to raise my children in this small town kind of atmosphere, just because I know how awesome it is and the benefits of it.
Well, congratulations on your soon-to-be.
Thank you.
Good luck in your new position in Rib Lake.
Thank you.
And the Rib Lake School District third hiree is John Dahlman.
I'm not really new to the Rib Lake area. I grew up in Rib Lake. My dad was a funeral home director there in Rib Lake. I started out at UW-La Crosse, and I transferred to Mount Scenario to finish up my educational degree there. And I started teaching in Crandon. I taught there for 12 years in both fourth and fifth grades. While I was doing that, I went to school at Marion University to take a master's degree in educational technology, and then I also went back for another master's degree in educational leadership. From there, last year I was at Grantsburg. I was the elementary principal there and director of curriculum. I had a wonderful experience there, but through word of mouth, I heard that this position was open, so I decided to bring my family back home. And it's been a wonderful opportunity, and it's been nice getting back into the community. Now, my position here in Rib Lake is the elementary principal and also the director of special ed.
And superintendent of the Rib Lake School District, Lori Mannion. What's the timeline for the Rib Lake School District?
The custodian secretaries and principals have been working hard to get the schools in tip-top shape for our first day of school, which will be on September 2nd this year. School starts a little same as last year at the elementary level. It'll start at 8:20 and go until 3:12. The earliest our elementary students can be in the building is at 8 a.m., and then the middle high school gets started at 8:10, and that goes until 3:20 in the afternoon. We are in our second year of a five-year Community Learning Center grant. Our mission is to provide a safe before and after school environment to enhance and accelerate student achievement, growth, and support youth and family development. It'll start up the middle of September, and it'll be open right after school for the K through 8th grade students. So that'll go from 3:20 p.m. till 5:30 p.m. And we're looking forward to having all the teachers and staff return on August 27th to prepare for students for the following week. So I want to extend a thank you to all of our parents, the Board of Education, and the community serving our district for their continued support of schools and activities. And for more information on any particulars, please take a look at our Rib Lake website.
Rib Lake School District Superintendent Lori Mannion, along with new teachers Megan Christensen and Kira Borgwart, and elementary principal John Dahlman.